Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lights, camera, action from Hollywood East, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is KDKA, and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, our movie mogul, John Mowad. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John.
This would be a good weekend for that Noah's Ark film to come out.
Yeah, we're flooded with a couple of good movies.
Well, one for the kids and the family. Let's start with the Paddington Bear thing.
Mr. Gruber. Oh, what's this?
Ah, this is London.
It's wonderful. Aunt Lucy always dreamed of coming to London. If she saw this, it would be like she were finally here.
Aunt Lucy!
Oh, Paddington.
Paddington goes to London. And, John, I was surprised you were telling us a moment ago just how big these films have been.
Huge.
Yeah, in 2015, they came out with the first Paddington. And it was an interesting film, and we knew it was coming because of the technique that the producers of this film used to create this animated bear, which really looks very lifelike. So they didn't use motion capture technology. They used a different kind of technology where artists actually created this bear that looks so realistic that the hair moves and the eyes have expression, and they inserted that into the live-action scene. Now, what was totally surprising was that this movie in 2015 turned out to be one of the largest children's films of all time and the UK's largest film in terms of box office gross of all time. So here we go with another two, and the third one's on its way.
So it's almost like printing money.
I'm telling you, when this story of the marmalade-eating bear from the darkest Peru is going to hit the scene, and it's going to do well because you're going to see him. You know what, John? What's interesting is if you ask any kid, and this is one of the magical things about Hollywood, right, is, and I asked my daughter, do you know anything about Paddington? She goes, oh, I can't wait to see it. It comes out. Now, I didn't see the advertising or the marketing for this, but they got to the kids. So however they do it, they're reaching out to the right audience, and it's going to do really well at the box office.
All right, next up is The Commuter.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Wait a minute.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare.
Same character, new movie.
Yeah, Liam Neeson stars in... That's a scene from Taken, or Taken 2, or Taken Advantage.
Sure.
Is he that same guy in this movie?
Yeah. He is. You know what? It works. I was telling you guys, I love these movies. I like Liam Neeson as this character. So what you have here is the same exact team that did the Unknown movies, that did, I believe it was last year's Run All Night. Do you remember Nonstop? The movie where he's the same character. I mean, they're different people. He plays a different name, but in this particular one, he's an everyday. He's a salesman. He's got two mortgages. He just lost his job. He's got a child in college that he has to pay for. And on his way home on the train, the commuter train that he takes every day, something happens, and he's visited by this mysterious stranger in high heels, Vera Farmiga, and she's everything that you understand when she's introduced. It's not going to be a good ending.
Wow. All right. Well, and this is for a cerebral movie, a true story called The Post with Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep.
The New York Times was barred from publishing any more classified documents dealing with the Vietnam War.
If you publish, we'll be at the Supreme Court next week.
Meaning?
Well, we could all go to prison.
You know, there has been so much talk about this film, John.
Well, Spielberg, yeah. Streep, and Hanks, of course there's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't get any bigger than this. The Post rated PG-13. And it's set in 1971, and it's the story of editor Ben Bradley and publisher Catherine Graham, played by Hanks and Streep, of the Washington Post. And what happens briefly is that in 1971, there were these papers that the New York Times was on, and they kind of showed lies and misinformation from the government at the time about the Vietnam War. Well, the government sued the Times, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, but the Washington Post found kind of a back door to be able to get that information, publish it, beating the New York Times to the story. But really, at the heart of this, it's a feminist movie. It's about Katharine Graham and what she had to do to be who she was, and her transformation from kind of a person comfortable with hosting parties to one of the best publishers in the business.
I am looking forward to this myself. John, have a great weekend, and thanks.
Thanks, fellas.
John Mowat on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line. Now, our top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five.
The Ladies of Pitch Perfect 3. The Great Showman. Greatest Showman is at number 4. Star Wars. The Last Jedi is at 3. Insidious at 2. And Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, at number 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.